Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We left off Kuf Tes Zayin. Amid Beis, apologies in advance for my voice. As is traditional, I have a very bad cold about a month out before the Yom Narum, but better now than then. So today we are going to continue discussing what we had learned in the Mishnah, and we had seen in the Mishnah the various places in which people were able to eat Kachem Kachem and Kachem Kalim during the various periods in history, whether the Mishkan was in the Midbar, and then when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, in Nov and Givon, and in Shiloh, and ultimately the Beis HaMikdash, we saw in the Mishnah various places where you're allowed to eat Kachem Kachem, various places where you're allowed to eat Kachem Kalim. And we're going to tie that into the discussion of when Bamos were Mutter, when Bamos were Aser, again, what Karbanos they used to bring on a bama. So we saw some of this already with the fact that that you're allowed to bring only after they got into Eretz Yisrael, until the Mishkan was erected in Shiloh. We had already seen the past couple of days that they were allowed to bring only Yesharos, only Karbanos that are Nedavos on Bamos Yachid, but not Chovos on a Bamos Yachid. And then we had seen, and we're going to see the source for it in the Gemara today, the machlokas as to whether you ever bring a Mincha on a Bamos Yachid. So a lot about Bamos, a lot about the place for Heter Achilas Kachim over here. So again, picking up from Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, we left off at the two dots, probably about three quarters or a little bit more than three quarters down. On the Amud, it says, Kachim Kalim Necholim B'chol Machane Yisrael. That Kachim Kalim are able to be eaten in all of the Machane Yisrael. This is talking about when the Mnei Yisrael were in the Midbar. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'chol mekomos Yisrael. That what this means is b'chol mekomos Yisrael. In other words, that in any place where the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they were allowed to eat kachem kalim. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says that this means kasal kadaita chashta tafilu yotza echad meyam chutz l'machane Yisrael ochel kachem kalim sham. What this means is that wherever a Jew is found in the Midbar, he's allowed to eat kachem kalim, even if he leaves what is technically called Machane Yisrael. And the reason for this is Avo Machane Lohave, because there was not really a Machane. In other words, the whole concept of eating something or of being Lifnei Hashem, then that only applies by Yerushalayim and Shiloh, but by the Midbar, there was no reason to assume that there was a specific Machane with a specific boundary in which you're able to eat Kachem Kalim. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it wherever a Jewish person is in the Midbar. They were allowed to eat Kachem Kalim. Says the Gemara, Esve Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Umachanas b'midbar lo have. Hang on a second. So your premise is that in the Midbar, they were allowed to eat Kachem wherever there was a Jewish person, because there were no Machanos in the Midbar. But that contradicts what we learn explicitly, that there were Machanos in the Midbar. Vatanya, we have a Braisa, Kashem Shemachane b'midbar, Kach Machane b'Yerushalayim. Just like there were Machanos in the Midbar, so too there are Machanos in Yerushalayim, which obviously is drawing a parallel between the Midbar and Yerushalayim, teaching me that there were Machanos in the Midbar. And what are these Machanos in Yerushalayim? So Yerushalayim l'Harabayis Machane Yisrael, the entire city of Yerushalayim up to Harabayis, that's the Machane Yisrael. Mi Harabayis l'Shar Nikanor Machane Levia, from Harabayis until Shar Nikanor, that is the Machane Levia. Mikan Veilech Machane Shchina, and from then on in other words, in the Beis HaMikdash compound itself, in the Azara, that's the Machane Shchina. Vehein Hein Klaim Shemimidbar. And those are the Klaim Shemimidbar. In other words, what does that mean? Hein Hein Klaim Shemimidbar. And Rashi says, Vehein Hein Klaim Shemimidbar Lifnim Mishar Nikinar Havei Kemakom Lifnim Mina Klaim B'Mishkan. Just like inside of Shar Nikinar is the Beis HaMikdash compound, and that's the Machane Shechina, so too, in the Mishkan, there were curtains, and inside the curtains of the Mishkan, that is where the Machane Shechina was, in the Midbar. So how can you tell me that I'm allowed to eat Kachem Kalim in the Midbar b'chol mekomos Yisrael because there are no Machanos? We see explicitly there are Machanos. Says the Gemara, Eleima b'chol makom Machane Yisrael. It doesn't mean b'chol mekomos Yisrael. It means in any place where there is a Machane Yisrael. So what does that mean? Rashi explains over here Shafilu b'shas siluk masos, that even when they would pack up and they would travel in the midbar, ein nifsalin elamalichinimo umbukum chaniyosan oklim b'machane. In other words, that the only time they were allowed to eat kachem kalim is when there was a machane established. When was there a machane established in the midbar? At all times that the Jewish people were settled, because then they would set up the machane, they would set up the mishkan, and there was the machane shechina, machane leviya, and the machane yisrael. When they were traveling, there were no machanos set up because they packed up the klam, they packed up the curtains, and there were no longer any boundaries. They were all en route. They were all in transit. When they're in transit, you're not allowed to eat the kachem kalim. However, you have to wait, and you have to wait until you get to where they're ultimately going to settle again. And then once they set up shop, you're allowed again to eat. You're allowed again to eat the kachem kalim. So again, this is clearly the shita of Rashi. Tosfos, however, says, if you look on the bottom, Tosfos, Ema b'chol makomos machane Yisrael, Shafilu b'shah silo kamasos, says Tosfos, turning over to Kofi Zayin Amid Aleph, that Shafilu b'shah silo kamasos, ein nifsalin el molichim yimo, b'mokom chaniyos en ochlin b'machane. That when they were traveling, they weren't allowed to eat it at the time of traveling, but once they got to the point where they were going to settle again, they would set up shop, they would set up camp, and then they were able to eat the kachem kalim again. Kach perish bekuntres v'nire da'af shas alichasam shari. It's mashma that even when they were walking, it was mutter to eat. Kivan darmina l'el afal pishanasa ol moed have. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Rashi had said that they were not allowed to eat it when they were traveling. They were only allowed to eat it when they settled in the camp again. Tosfos says that even when they were traveling, they were allowed to eat it, because even though they were en route, the Ol Moed was still considered to be an Ol Moed. And then Tosfos has a qualifier: V'davka l'kachim kalim afal pi shenasa Ol Moed hu. The fact that even when they were traveling, the Ol Moed had a status of an Ol Moed to permit the achilas kachim that was only by kachim kalim afal kachim kachim deboy mechitza. However, kachim can only be eaten in the machane shechina, and therefore that machane shechina, the establishment of the machane shechina, requires an actual boundary. It requires actual walls, and they didn't have walls when they were traveling. Therefore, in route, they were allowed to eat kachim kalim, not kachim kachim. That's Tosfos shita. Rashi shita again. En route, they're not allowed to eat anything. The chiddush is that when they got to the place where they were traveling to, then they would set up camp again, and then the kachem kalim ultimately became mutter. So says the Gemara pshita. Says the Gemara, so it's pashat that you're allowed to eat the kachem kalim again. We're six lines up from the bottom on kufta zayin on the base. Pshita says the Gemara, it's pashat. So ma'al detema ifsulu biyotze. I might think that it would become puzzle with yotze because at the time that they're traveling, there are no machanos. So I might think it's considered as if it left the machane, and therefore it should be puzzle. Kamash malan, that it's not puzzle. Says the Gemara of Ema Achinami. Well, actually, that's a very good point. Why isn't it puzzle biyotze? Because at the time that they're traveling, it's considered as if it's outside the machane, because there is no machane, because you don't have anything set up. They're en route. Says the Gemara, so Makra v'nasa ol moed, and this is what Rashi pointed out to us already, the afal pishanasa ol moed hu. No, it's not considered to be yotze, because even though they're traveling, there is a status still of ol moed, so it's not as if it left the place, the restricted place. It's not as if it left the place where it has to remain and where it may be eaten. So says the Gemara now weiter, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Uda Cheres Haisa, there was actually a fourth machane, V'chel Ezras Nashim Hi, and it was the chil of the Ezras Nashim. And the Shita Mekubetza says, it's not the chel Ezras Nashim, because the chil was part of the Ezras Nashim, rather, the fourth machane was actually the Ezras Nashim. However, they would not be punished on it. And what does it mean that they wouldn't be punished on it? That the Rashi points out that Machane Ravia Chaluka Meharabayu Sumei Azara. Bloya Onshinale Alachnasas Labatuma B'Meseches Kelim B'Farish Mayi Chalukosu Meharabayus. That it seems to have the same status as the rest of Harabayus. So we're going to figure out what exactly is the halachic significance of this fourth machane. But in addition to the Azara and up to Shara Nicanor, there was also this Ezras Nashim. Ubeshilo lo haya ela shtei machanos. However, ela shtei machanos bilvad. In Shiloh, when the Bnei Yisrael got to Shiloh, there were only two machanos. So says the Gemara, there were only two machanos, Haminai Elohave. So which machaneh was missing? We know that there was definitely a machaneh Shechina because there was a Mishkan in Shiloh. So where there's a Mishkan, there is a machaneh Shechina. So the question is, were they missing the machaneh Leviyah or were they missing the machaneh Yisrael? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Mistabra de machaneh Leviyah Have. It's Mistaber that there was a machaneh Leviyah there, because, and in other words, says Rashi, and therefore the one that they were missing was Machaneh Yisrael. Why? Because these Alkadaidach Machaneh Leviyah Lohavi, because if you want to say there was no Machaneh Leviyah, that it went directly from the Machaneh Shechina to the Machaneh Yisrael in Shiloh, so turning over to Kufi Yuzayin Amad Aleph, so Nimtzu Zavin Utmei Mesim Mishtalchim Chutz L'Machaneh Achas. It turns out that Zavim and Tamei Mason, people who are Tamei Zav or Tamei Mais, they would be sent out of only one Machaneh, Vatora Amra, Velo Yitamu Es Machanehem, Tein Machaneh Lazeh, Umachaneh Lazeh. However, the Pasuk says that it's Velo Yitamu Es Machanehem, that you have to give one Machaneh for this one, one Machaneh for that one. And Rashi explains, Shnei Machanos Mashma, Echas L'chol Zav, Ve'echas L'chol Tamei Nefesh, Elavada Yoyah Machaneh Leviyah. So in other words, the Zavim and the Tamei Mesim don't have to be sent out of the same number of camps. So neither of them is allowed in the Machaneh Shechina, but they don't have to be sent out of the same camps, meaning that one is allowed in the Machaneh Leviyah, and one is not allowed in the Machaneh Leviyah. They're only allowed in the Machaneh in the Machaneh Yisrael. And what it says, Rashi continues, Elavadai have Machaneh Leviyah. There was definitely a Machaneh Leviyah. Umishtalchem Tamei Mesim Machaneh Shechina, and they would send Tamei Mesim out of the Machaneh Shechina. Umutarim b'Machaneh Leviyah. The Tamei Mesim were mutar in the Machaneh Leviyah. V'zavin u'balei kriyah mishtalchem chutz l'Machaneh Leviyah. And the Zavin and the Balei Kriya and the Zavin, whoever was Tomei Zav or had a Tomas Keri, would be sent not only out of the Machaneh Shechina, but also out of the Machaneh Leviyah into the Machaneh Yisrael. So it can't be that there was no Machaneh Leviyah. There had to have been a Machaneh Leviyah. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava, Elamai, Machaneh Yisrael, lo have. So you're going to tell me now that there was no Machaneh Yisrael? So Nimtzu Zavin Umitzaron Mishtachon L'Makom Echad. Aye, but then it turns out that Zavin, who would be sent out of the Machaneh Shechina and the Machaneh Leviyah, and Mitzora, who would be sent out of the Machaneh Shechina, Machaneh Leviyah, and if there's a Machaneh Yisrael, they would have to be sent out of the Machaneh Yisrael too. But now if we're postulating that there is no Machaneh Yisrael, so it turns out that the Zavin and the Mitzora are sent to the same place. They're both sent out of the Machaneh Leviyah, and that's a problem. Why? Because Vatora Amra, Bodad Yeshev, Shlo Yeshev Tamei Acharimo, that the Mitzora has to sit alone outside of the Machaneh Yisrael, and nobody else is allowed to sit with him. And so if you're going to say that there is no Machaneh Yisrael, so it turns out the Zav, who's not allowed in the Machaneh Leviyah, and the Mitzora, who's not allowed even in the Machaneh Yisrael, are in the same place, because there is no separate Machaneh Yisrael, and that can't be either. So says the Gemara, L'olam kulotla sahave. You got me. Really, by Shiloh, there were all three machanos. There was the Machaneh Shechina, the Machaneh Leviyah, and the Machaneh Yisrael. Umay lohaya l'shtei machanos. So what does it mean that there were only two machanos? L'klita. So that's talking about klita. So what does klita mean? So says Rashi is, so l'klita. So that means l'gabe the are miklat. So v'ktani lohaya l'shtei machanos l'inyan klitahu. D'nistalka toras machaneh leviyah me'liklo tesahorgin shogeg. So we know that there were six Ari Miklat that were established, three in Eretz Yisrael, three Me'eva LaYarden. But in addition to the six Ari Miklat, all of the Machaneh Leviyah actually had the din of an Ir Miklat, that they also protected anybody who killed B'shogeg. So says the Gemara, Mechlal de B'midbar Havikolta Machaneh Leviyah. So it's mashma that in the Midbar, the Machaneh Leviyah was Kolet, that it's a Chiddush, that when they got to Shiloh, there were only two Machanos, in that while there was a physical Machaneh Leviyah, Le'inyan Tumah, the Machaneh Leviyah was not Kolet. But it's Mashma that in the Midbar it was. So says the Gemara, yes, in Vatanya, V'samti L'chamakom B'chayecha, makom mekomcha asher yonos shama malame shemegala b'midbar, that they were golet to some sort of ir miklat in the midbar. Aye, how were they golet to an ir miklat in the midbar? There were no aray miklat, because aray miklats were established in Eretz Yisrael and Me'ever LeYarden, but the ones Me'ever LeYarden didn't actually take effect. They didn't have any effectiveness and protection until the ones in Eretz Yisrael were set up. So how was there ever any klita in the midbar? So what that means is lamachane golan lamachane, they were lamachane levia. They would be gola to the machane levia, and so in the machane levia they would actually have a klita. They would actually be protected. So says the Gemara, Mikan Amru, Ben Levi Shaharag, if you have a Ben Levi who kills somebody, Beshogeg, then Gola Miplach Laplach. He is Gola from city to city. Why? He should leave his own city because there's an Indian of Golas, and therefore he should go to another Ir Levi, which is also going to be Koletim. Vim Gola Lapilcho, and if he is exiled in his own city, then Pilcho Kolet. Then his own city is going to be, collate as well. The Meshech Chachma points out that this is all hypothetical. That yes, it's true that had somebody in the midbar killed Beshogeg, they could have been gola to an ir miklat. In other words, to the Aray Levia. But really, in actuality, nobody was actually killed Beshogeg, and nobody was exiled to the Aray Levia in the midbar. How does he know it? The Meshech Chachma says because it says when Aaron HaKohen died, it says Vayivku Osa Kol Beis Yisrael Shloshim Yom, that the entire Beis Yisrael mourned the death of Aaron. So we know one of the halachas of a person who's gola to near miklat is that when the Kohen Gadol dies, the person goes free. So if the person goes free when the Kohen Gadol dies, there should have been at least some people who were stuck in Golas in the ear of Levia who would have been happy when Aaron HaKohen died, because then that means that they would go free. It says Kol Beis Yisrael mourned Aaron. Smashma, nobody was happy. Meshech Chachma's Raya, that there was nobody who was actually sent to an ir miklat. So again, if a Levi kills somebody b'shogeg, he should go to another city. However, if he's exiled in his own city, he should go to his own city is going to be kolate. So Mikra, but what should he do? So in other words, Rashi points out he should go to another neighborhood in his city at least, but he shouldn't stay exactly where he's been. So Mikra, what's the pasuk that teaches us this? Samar Avacha Breid Ravika Ki Beir Miklato Yoshev Ir Shechaltaso Kvar, that he stays in his ir miklato. It's the ir that was being koletim already. It's an ear that was being collated already. So again, from Rashi, it appears that lechatchila you should really go to another city. However, b'di'eved, he's allowed to stay in his own city. Tosfos, however, argues, and Tosfos says that no, even lechatchila he could stay in his own city. However, what he should do is he should go from one neighborhood to another. He shouldn't stay in the same neighborhood. He should go to a different. He should go to a different neighborhood. And Tosfos points out that going to a different neighborhood in the city is actually a chumrah. You might think it's a kula, which is probably why Rashi says it's only a bidyeved, because he doesn't have to uproot himself to that extent. But remember, the halacha of near miklat is that the person is not allowed to leave the premises, and if he does leave the premises, all bets are off, and the goal adam is allowed to come and kill him. So it turns out that if the ben Levi is exiled from his city and goes to another city, to another ir Levi, then he's allowed to walk around the entire city and unfettered. Nobody's allowed to kill him. However, if he's going to be gola in his own city and he's going to leave his neighborhood and go to the next neighborhood, then if he ever leaves the other neighborhood, the gol adam's allowed to kill him because he left his makam golos, even if, says Tosfos, even if he's still in the Aray Levia. So it actually turns out that it's not a kula that he goes from his neighborhood to another neighborhood. It's actually a chumrah because he has less latitude to walk around. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. Bo le Gilgal, that when they came to Gilgal, it said in the Mishnah that Hutara Bamos, that the Bamos became mutter again. So what did they bring on these Bamos? It says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, kol nidar v'nidav ayakariv b'bama, that anything that's nidar or nidav would be brought on a bama. Rashi says, what bama are we talking about? We're obviously talking about a bama katana. Because by bama gadola, of course, they brought the chovas sibor. Dechsev vayasu es pesach ba Gilgal. Because it says vayasu es pesach ba Gilgal, and so the carbon pesach obviously is a chovas sibor. So they were bringing a carbon pesach somewhere. The carbon pesach is not a nidar or nidav, so it's obvious that on the bama sibor they were bringing chovos. When we say that they would only bring nidavos, that means that on a bamas yachid they would only bring nidavos. Ela biktana vi amar dekarvi nidarim v'nidavos flo chovos. So v'toras konim tani labedya l'rab meir. And in Toras konim we have this whole brisa that establishes the shita as Rav Meir, and we expound on the shita of Rav Meir. Why? So it says rather kol nidav v'nidav hayakor b'bama she'ini the v'nidav in kor b'bama. Whatever is not a nidava is not able to be brought on a bama katana. Mincha unezirus kraven b'bama divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that a mincha and nezirus is brought on a bamas yachid. Why? Because these karbanos are considered to be nidar and nidav. They're considered to be also nidavos. And the Mefarshim point out, how is the carbon of a nazir considered to be in a dava? When you become a nazir, at the end of your nazirus period, you have to bring a carbon. It's not a voluntary carbon. They answer no, but of course you volunteer the nazirus. The whole nazirus itself, which leads to the chi of carbon being chal, that itself was in a dava. That itself was voluntary, and therefore, says Rav Meir, that you're allowed to bring a carbon nazir as well as a mincha on a bamas yachid. The Chachamim omrim, however, the Chachamim say, lo kervi yachid ela olos ushlamim bilvad. The Chachamim say, no, on a bamas yachid, they would bring only olos and shlamim, only animal karbanos that were actual nedavos. And Rav Yehuda says, kol shat tzibur v'yachim makrivim ba'ol moed shebimidbar, anything that the tzibur and the yachid would bring on the ol moed in the midbar, makrivim ba'ol moed shebigilgal, they would bring in the ol moed shebigilgal, they would bring in that ol moed that was in Gilgal. So over here, there's a little bit of a sleight of hand, because Rav Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about what's brought on a bamas yachid. That Rav Meir says it's kol shenidav v'nidav, and that includes a mincha, that includes a naziris. The Chachamim say no, it's neither v'nidav, but that includes only animal nedavos, which are an olan shlamim, doesn't include mincha, doesn't include naziris. Now comes Rav Yehuda and says whatever they brought in the olamoid in the midbar, they're going to bring in the olamoid in Gilgal as well. And Rav Yehuda is then therefore talking about what they would bring by the bamas sibor. And what Rav Yehuda is saying clearly is that by a bamas sibor, even chiyuvim would be brought. That it was only by a bamas yachid that only nedarim and nedavos were brought. Says the Gemara, is it really the case that whatever they would bring at the Olmoid in the Midbar, they would bring at the Olmoid in Gilgal? So, ma bein Olmoid shebe Midbar levein Olmoid shebe Gilgal, what's the difference between the Olmoid in the Midbar and the Olmoid in Gilgal? Olmoid shebe Midbar, at the Olmoid in the Midbar, lo hayu bamos mutaros, bamos were not mutar, Olmoid shebe Gilgal, hayu bamos mutaros. However, at the time of Gilgal, yes, there was a bamas sibur in the olmoid in Gilgal, but bamos were mutter, bamas yachid were mutter. Ubamaso shabarosh gago lo yamakra vale ela olo shlamim. However, on the bama on his roof, meaning the bamas yachid, people were allowed to bring only an ola ushlamim. Rashi points out v'lo mincha unaziras, that this is the shita of the chachamim, that on a bamas yachid they were only allowed to bring animal karbanos nedava of ola and shlamim, not a mincha, not a naziras. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, kol shat sibur makrivim ba'almoyd shebimidbar, anything that the sibur would bring in the almoyd shebimidbar, makrivim ba'almoyd shebigilgal, they would bring in the almoyd shebigilgal. V'kan v'kan, however, in either place, lo kerv yachid, ela ola ushlamim bilvad. That a yachid would only be able to bring an ola and a shlamim. that they would only be able to bring in Ola and a Shlamim. So we're going to see how this differs from the Shitas that we saw previously. So we'll see that in a minute. And Rav Shimon Omer, Af Tzibur lo akriva ola psachim. And Rav Shimon says, no, even the Karban Tzibur, they would only bring the Karban psachim. And Rashi says two lines from the bottom, Rav Shimon Omer, Af Tzibur atzman lo akriva begdola yosar miyachid bektana. That Rav Shimon has an interesting Shita. It's not that whatever they brought at the Olmoid in the Midbar, they would be able to bring in the Olmoid Begilgal. It's not that they would be able to bring all Karbanos Tova. The only Karban that the Tzibur was allowed to bring in the Olmoid and Gilgal, more than what a person is able to bring on a Bamas Yachid, is the Karban Pesach. So the Karban Pesach, that's a Karban Yachid. So why is a person allowed to bring that on a Bamas Tzibur? Since we already saw a couple of weeks ago, because the Chiyav is that everybody has to bring the Karban Pesach. At the same time, the Karban Pesach has the status of a Karban Sibur in a sense. So says the Gemara Viter. Kufyot Zayinim Abesa, the people would bring, the Sibur would bring on a Karban Sibur, Pesach, and Chovos Shekavu Olam Zman. That they would bring a Karban Pesach, and they would bring Chovos that were Koveya, that were Kavua, to be brought in a certain Zman. And what's an example? An example of this is the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, which had to be brought every morning and every evening. However, it comes to exclude certain Karbanos, which were Chovos Sibur, such as a Par Halam Davar Shal Sibur, a Sira Vodazara, that they would not bring in the Olam Moed in Gilgal. So my time at the Rav Meir. So what's the reason for a mayor who says that on the Bamas Yachid they would bring only Nedarim and Nedavos, but he comes to include Mincha and Naziris? So it says in the Gemara, Diyamar Kra, because it says in Pasuk, L'sason k'chol asher anachnu osim po hayom, that do not do everything that we do today. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains, Sha'anu, because we in the Midbar, Bein Sibur, Bein Yachin, Makriv, and Chatos, Vashamos, Ubechorim, Meiser, Shein Chovos, Shein Kavu Alem Zman. Because we in the Midbar are allowed to bring even Chovos that don't have a set time, the Kolshkein Chovos, HaKavu Alem Zman, and certainly Chovos that do have a set time. Avama Anu Osim Sham, however, what do we do over there when we get to Gilgal? Ish Kala Yashur Be'enav, Hayachel Lo Yakriv, Elanadarim and Adavos, She Yashru Be'enav. That a person, an individual, can only bring Yesharos, in other words, can only bring Nedavos, Lindar Velindov, Admasai Kilo Basem, Achetavo Leshilo, until you get to Shiloh, and then once you get to Shiloh, people could start bringing all Karbanos Chiyav, even Shelo Kavu Alem Zman. So basically, so the Shita of Rav Meir is derived from the Pasuk, Lo Sasim Kekol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Ayom, Amar Lem Moshe Li Yisrael, says Moshe to the Bnei Yisrael, Ki Ailisu La'eretz, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Yesharos Takrivu, you should bring Nedarim and Nedavos, Chovos Lo Takrivu, however, you should not bring Chovos, Minchos and Naziros, Yesharos Ninu. And Rav Meir says, why do I hold that I'm allowed to bring a Mincha or a Naziros? Because a Mincha or a Naziros are considered to be Yesharos. And Rashi points out over here explicitly what we said when we touched it up on Amud Aleph, that even though you're bringing the Karban at the end of the period of Naziris and it's a Chiyah for you to do so, of course, the whole fact that you accepted the Naziris on you is itself a Neder. It's itself a Neder or a Nedava. You volunteered the Naziris. Now, V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that Ein Mincha Babama. The Rabbanan hold that Ein Mincha Babama, and why? Because it says that Legabe the Psukim over here that it only applies by Zvachim. It says Lamana Shayaviu Bnei Yisrael Al Pnei Hasadeh Dainu Bamos Shas Heter Shalem Veviim Lashem Osam Shuktishu Bshas Heter Velo Ifsik Laviim Achenes Rukdamina Bashochid Leel. The Pasuk says Bekotche Kotchem Shuktishu Bshas Heter Vekrivim Bshas Iserkai Vizavchu Zivchei Shlamim. It talks about in the Psukim that deal with Bamos. And Rashi says it's specifically talking about a situation where the guy is makdash a karban at the Shas Heter Abamos and then brings it to Shas Isra Abamos. It talks a lot about Zebach. It talks a lot about karbanos, which is mashma, that the only type of thing, the only type of karban that I'm allowed to bring on a bama is an animal type karban. So that's why the Chachamim say there is no mincha on a bama, and the Nedarim and Naziris is Chovasu. So says the Gemara, because he never volunteered himself to bring the Karban, he volunteered himself to be a Nazir. So yeah, it's true. The Naziris itself that gave rise to the Chi of Karban was an Adava, but this guy didn't volunteer the carbon. This guy volunteered that he was going to be usher to drink wine. It was going to be usher for him to cut his hair. It would be usher for him to be metam lemason. It would be usher for him to do a whole bunch of things. That's what he volunteered. Why does he bring a carbon? Because it's a chiyav at the end of your Naziris that you have to bring a carbon. So Naziris is considered to be a chov. So Amar Shmuel, so says Shmuel, so back in the Gemara, so machlokes b'chatas v'asham. However, the machlokes is by a chatas and an asham. However, by an ola, However, by an ola shlamim, everybody agrees that that they're considered to be yisharos. And Rashi points out what we're talking about is a nazir, if he becomes tameh, has to bring a chatas and an asham, and he also brings an ola and a shlamim. So, within the karbanos of nazir, there were some that he's able to bring because they fall within the general category of karbanos that you're allowed to bring on a bama. However, those which don't fall in the general category of karbanos that you're allowed to bring in a bama, those he does not bring. So, in other words, the machlokas of whether the nazir is going to bring his karbanos, that's only by the chatas and the asham that the nazir brings. Ava ba'ola sushlamim, everybody agrees that the nazir brings those because ola sushlamim are yisharos, ola sushlamim are nedavos. V'karve, so Mosav Rava, Rava asks Chaza v'shok, that the Chaza and the Shok, v'trumas lachmei toda, and the truma of the lachmei toda, noagin b'bama gedola, v'ein noagin b'bama ktana, and they are not noeg by a bama ktana. Why? Because all of these things are learned from a pasuk where it says lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is shayich only in the Mishkan, only by the Bama Gdola. Lefnei Hashem is not shayich in the Bama Ktana. V'ilu azroa b'sheila shiari. However, the zroa b'sheila, which are the cooked foreleg, the part of the shlamim, that we don't talk about here. Now says the Gemara, iam repish shlama bolo shlamim pligi. If you want to say that they're arguing by the olo shlamim, hai hamani rabbananhi. Then who is this Mandiyamar who holds that all of these things are not noeg by a bama ktana, but the cooked foreleg is noeg by a bama ktana, is noeg? So it's the shita of the Rabbanan. Ela'i amrit b'chatas v'asham pligi. But if you want to say that they're arguing by the chatas and the asham, and everybody agrees, that the nazir is going to bring the karban shlamim, so hamani. So because over here we say that you're bringing the zro and the shela, but you're bringing the zro and the shela by a karba, by a bamas tzibur, not by a bamas yachid. So I said before, what I said before was wrong. It's not from the zroa b'sheila. It's you're bringing the chaz of ashok. And I'm sorry. So you're bringing the chaz of ashok. The chaz of ashok only apply by the bamas tzibur, not by the bamas yachid. So who's the man there who says that that the chaz of ashok doesn't apply by the bamas yachid? That's the Rabbanan who say that the Nazir doesn't bring any of his karbanos, even the karban shlamim. But if you want to say the machlokas is only whether the Nazir brings his chatas and asham, but everybody agrees that the Nazir is going to bring his karban shlamim on a bamas yachid, so I have the chaz of ashok, so I should have the tufas chaz of ashok, so who is this brisa going like? Eliyam ripachatas v'asham pligi hamani. Who is this brisa? Who is this brisa going like? Because you would bring the chaz of ashok on the bama ktana. Ela'i itmar, hachi itmar. You're right. We have to backtrack and reverse. Amar Shmuel machlokas ba'olav ashlamim. The machlokas is whether the nazar brings his olav ashlamim. Aval b'chatas v'asham divriya kol chovas ninu v'lo karve. However, by the chatas and the asham, everybody agrees that they're karbanos chova, and you're not allowed to bring them. Amar Mar, just to finish up this part, the chachamim omrim and the chachamim say, Kol shat zibur makrivim ba'ol moed shebemidbar, they would bring in all moed shebegilgal. So my time at the Rabbanan, so what's the reason for what the Rabbanan say? So markra, ish hayashar b'einav yaseh, ish yisharasu de likriv, chovosu lo likriv, v'tzibur afilu chovos likriv. It's only an individual who's allowed to bring yisharos only and not chovos. Even on a bama sibur, he's not allowed to bring chovos. However, the tzibur on the bama sibur is allowed to bring even chovos. And Rav Yehuda, how about Rav Yehuda who argues So Rav Yehuda Amar Lecha, and Rav Yehuda would say, and Rav Yehuda argues and says that a Yachid is also allowed to bring Chovos on a Bamas Sibor. Rav Yehuda is going to say, Amar Lecha Kiksev HaYashar Abe'enav Hudiksev. When it says Yashar, it's only Abe'enav. It's only that he's allowed to bring the Nedavos only on the Bamaktana. So in other words, the restriction is only talking about what he's allowed to bring on a Bamaktana. But on a Bama Gadola, he would be allowed to bring even Chovos. Av a Bama Gadola, afilu Chovos nami likriv. Ela haksiv ish, lavra memar de ish, yisharasu de likriv hu Chovos lo likriv. Well, doesn't it say ish, meaning that the ish is only allowed to bring yisharas and not Chovos, whether or not he's bringing it on a Bama Siachid or a Bama Sibur? Kiksiv ish, lachshiras azar. No, the reason that it says ish is not to teach me a limitation of what an individual is allowed to bring on a Bamas Sibur. He is allowed to bring Chobos on a Bamas Sibur. The reason that it says Ish is to be Machshir a Zar. In other words, the Isser of a Zar doing the Avoda, or put another way, the Chiyav of Kahuna doing, of the Chiyav of Kahuna of a Kohen doing the Avoda, doesn't apply by a Bama. That we saw already in the Mishnah a couple of days ago. I says the Gemara, I mi vizarak a Kohen. So Zar mi vizarak a Kohen es Adam alam es beach Hashem nafka. The fact that is that there is no iser of zarus by a Bama is learned from the pasuk of vizarak a Kohen, and it says in the pasuk, says Rashi, vizarak a Kohen es Adam al mizbach Hashem pesach ol moed. Kohen Pesach Ol Moed, Vein Kohen Bebama. That there's a din of Kohen only by Pesach Ol Moed. There is no din of Kohen by a Bama. Afilu Zar, Vafilu Eved, Achidorish Lebetoras Kohenim. However, by a Bama, even a Zar is mutter to do the Avoda, even an Eved is mutter to do an Avoda. So the Gemara says that we learn the heter of Zar by Bama from Zaraka Kohen. I don't need to learn it from the Pasuk Ish. So what then does the Pasuk Ish come to tell me? So ma'al de temeli boy, kiddush b'choros k'demei kara, kamash v'lan. Ah, so I might think that true, I don't need a Kohen, but I do need a b'char, because in the Midbar, this is what we had learned yesterday. In the Midbar, before the Mishkan was erected, the Avoda was performed by b'choros. So I might think true, even though I don't need a Kohen, I still need a b'char. Kamash v'lan, the pasuk tells me ish. The pasuk tells me ish, and therefore, literally, anybody is going to be kosher to do the avoda on the bama. Says the Gemara, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim are the Tanakama. Rashi points out, Rabbanan Basroi Hainu Rabbanan Kamoi. The sheet of the Rabbanan is the same. To Inu Nami Hachi Amru Diyachid Lo Kervu El Olos Veshlamim Vitzibur Karvinami Chobos To Ish Minafkele Miuta. Because the Chachamim in both times their sheet is expressed say that a Yachid is only allowed to bring the Dharma and the Davos. The Tzibur is allowed to bring anything on the bama Tzibur. Why do I need the Chachamim to teach me their Shita twice? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Karvu Nesacha Mimidbar Ika Beinayu. That the difference between the two was whether Nesachim were brought in the Midbar. And again, this we saw probably last week, but it says, that just to read Rashi, not inside, but to repeat outside what Rashi says inside over here, and to refresh, because we saw this a couple of days ago, the Pasuk says that when you get into Eretz Yisrael, you should bring Nesachim. So there's a machlokas whether they brought Nesachim in the Midbar or not. If you want to say that they didn't bring Nesachim in the Midbar, then when the Pasuk says that when they got into Eretz Yisrael, they should bring Nesachim, that means they should bring Nesachim on the Bamas Sibur. However, if you want to say that they brought Nesachim for Karbanas Sibur in the Midbar, when the Pasuk tells me that when they get into Eretz Yisrael, they should bring Nesachim, doesn't have to tell me that for Karban Sibur, because they already did that in the Midbar, what it means even by the Karban Yachid they would bring Nesachim. Ah, so what's the difference between the first Rabbanan and the second Rabbanan? The difference is, when we say that an individual brings the Nedarim and the Davos on a Bamas Yachid, is he bringing it with Nesachim, or is he bringing it without Nesachim? So it depends. If you held that they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, then the pasuk that tells me about Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael means even on a Bamas Yachid, say yes, you would bring Nesachim. If you hold that they didn't bring Nesachim in the Midbar, then the pasuk that teaches me about Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael teaches me only by a Bamas Sibur, but when a Yachid would bring the Dharma and a Davos by a Bamas Yachid, he would not bring it with Nesachim. So that's the difference between the first Rabbanan and the second Rabbanan. So we'll leave off here. We'll pick up, God willing, from the two dots tomorrow. Thank you.